Episcopalians in New Hampshire may choose a gay priest for their new bishop in elections tomorrow. The faith has never had an active bishop who was openly gay. Episcopalians in New Hampshire and in the worldwide Anglican Church are bracing themselves for the controversy that might ensue. New Hampshire Public Radio's Raquel Maria Dillon reports.
In the Episcopal Church, the process of choosing a new bishop is supposed to be both prayerful and democratic. Robin Cotton is a parishioner at St. Paul's Church in Concord. She won't be voting this weekend, but she's still taking the time to evaluate the nominees. She's worried that the hometown favorite, the only candidate from New Hampshire, is getting all the attention. Father Gene Robinson is highly respected in the diocese and very qualified for the job. Cotton isn't concerned that he's gay.
We're not going to have a gay bishop. We're going to have a very talented, Christ-centered person. The gay issue doesn't really enter into my mind. What God has called us to do is to search our souls and think in terms of who has the talents to lead this diocese into the next decade.
Robinson has served in New Hampshire for the past 17 years as assistant to the bishop. He worked closely with parishes and priests and helped found a support group for gay and lesbian teenagers. Robinson won't talk to reporters unless he's elected. At the Church of Our Savior in Milford, New Hampshire, Father David Robinson, who's not related to Gene Robinson, says he's wondering what to say to parishioners who object to homosexual priests.
This has always been something of a quiet diocese in some ways. There are some groups of people out there who have some very heated and hateful agendas that we're surely going to hear from.
David Robinson says he won't be voting for Gene Robinson in part to avoid controversy. Other Episcopalians say homosexuality should disqualify a candidate for bishop. Father David Moyer founded the Episcopal Traditionalist Organization, Forward in Faith, and leads a church in Philadelphia. He contends the New Hampshire diocese nominated Robinson in order to push a gay agenda.
So to have a man who has been very upfront and clear that he is actively engaged in a homosexual relationship flies in the face of the church's understanding of its teachings.
If Gene Robinson is chosen on Saturday, the rest of the Episcopal bishops and national lay leaders will be asked to give their approval at the General Convention in July. That's usually a formality, but Moyer says that's not a given if Gene Robinson is elected.
And I think you will have a nuclear war in the House of Bishops. You will have a very unpleasant situation there.
The Episcopal Church is more liberal than the Anglican Church worldwide. The Reverend Ian Douglas, a professor at the Episcopal Divinity School in Cambridge, Massachusetts, says the majority of Anglicans live in the Southern Hemisphere, where openly gay and lesbian priests are a rarity.
Human sexuality is always expressed contextually within a culture. This exacerbates some of the culture clashes that exist in the Anglican Communion, say from those in the West and those in other parts of the world. The place of gay and lesbian people in the church becomes a global conversation.
Douglas says when Anglican bishops gathered at an international conference 5 years ago, they passed a non-binding resolution that says homosexuality is incompatible with biblical teachings. Throughout the selection process, many New Hampshire Episcopalians tried to focus on Gene Robinson's qualifications instead of his sexual identity. Tomorrow, clergy and lay delegates will evaluate Robinson's credentials and decide if they want to set a precedent for their church. For NPR News, I'm Raquel Maria Dillon in Concord, New Hampshire.